Well, Bitcoin hitting a two-week high, just under $40,000 after tweets from, Elon Musk. He's saying the electric car maker might resume accepting the cryptocurrency in payments. I wish this guy could make up his mind. The man's a genius, but he seems scatty. He really does. One moment he's punting Bitcoin stickin' and driving the price through the roof because he's saying that, you know, it's the coolest thing since Tesla and you can use the Bitcoin. And then he goes, no, you can't because it's terrible for the environment. And I was thinking, well, maybe you can. It's quite surreal not to have had load shedding in my area all weekend and into Monday, although Eskom has said that the grid is again stretched to potentially breaking point. But 3 days of uninterrupted power, what we do know is that load shedding's coming back and solving the power crisis is going to take proper time. I lost Jeff Immelt, the former chief executive at General Electric, which made political donations during his time, whether he feels the company's got a case to answer for load shedding. He joins us just after Eyewitness News at 7. But tech is going to solve the problem eventually. And Toby Shapshak, the publisher of Stuff magazine, I'm not going to ask you to save the power crisis, but I am going to ask you, Toby, to give me some things to distract me during the power crisis, things that will work without live electricity that perhaps will amuse me, entertain me, or maybe give me a little bit of energy to amuse and entertain myself. Have you got any decent batteries?
Yes, as it happens. And hello, Bruce Whitfield. So surviving load...
Shedding,
as everyone else says, but I prefer not to, is really quite simple. You've just got to be prepared. You can outfit your whole house with... A solar system, as my wife and I have just done, which is the very expensive way of doing it. You can buy a generator, or the cheapest and easiest way is to buy a backup battery of some kind. And the good news, and I bring you this good news directly because the units have only just landed in Durban and will be available in about 10 days, is that Steve Nossel, the former... not just country manager of Intel, but EMEA country or EMEA director of Intel, back when Intel was a real player. He has a very, very clever little business called Circuit City, who people will remember was one of the first big companies in the States that supplied consumer electronics. And he, amongst other things, distributes the brilliant Kindles from Amazon. But he's bringing in these Energizer batteries and it is, it's extraordinary. It's a 30,000 milliamp battery for 600 Rand. Now, to give you a sense of that, Bruce, please. If you're using a kind of cell phone or smartphone from this year or last year, you probably have a 3,000 milliamp battery. So to recharge it four times, you'd need a 10,000 milliamp battery. This is a 30,000 milliamp battery, but what's great about it is that it does what's called, you have to look at what's called the wattage. So that's the output, and it does 22.5 watts output, which is probably enough to charge most notebooks pretty slowly. So most notebooks have this new USB-C connection. They will be able to be charged by a booster battery. So you could probably get a full charge for a smartphone and a couple for a laptop and a couple for your smartphone. So a really great product and really great price. I mean, I was just buying.
But it's not going to be enough though, Toby. It's not going to be enough to run my Wi-Fi and stuff. I need something bigger. I need an inverter for that. But this is having this. It's a supersized battery pack for phones and for simple things, laptops. If you want to just keep working and you don't want to be online necessarily, it's a survival mechanism at a reasonable price, which is nice. What about, a bit of fun stuff? I mean, if I'm going, you know what? Actually, when load shedding happens, that's going to be my downtime. I'm going to watch a movie. No, I can't do that because there's no power.
Absolutely. No. There's a fantastic solution. Asus, the extraordinary makers of laptops and other great gaming devices, make something called a ZenBeam Latte L1 projector. It's called a latte because it's the size of like a latte holding in your hand. Costs 5,600 Rand, and it is the greatest way to turn your blackout lounge into a drive-in, Bruce Whitfield. It's got a couple of hours of battery life. It's got a very smart operating system on board it. You could plug an SD card into it, or you could say download, say, Showmax or Netflix or something from DStv Now. You download it to your smartphone or your iPad or your computer, and then you can stream it via Bluetooth off this brilliant little device. The screen, it's 3,000 lumens. Now, that's very bright. Most people don't know what a lumen is. Just take it as bright, very bright, lank bright. And it's great. It's great. It's a great device. I got a South African filmmaker called Jamil Kubeka to try it out for us, and he's actually just making a really brilliant sci-fi TV series for Showmax. And he tried it out, and he's a filmmaker, and he fell in love with it. So really great product. That'll get you some decent entertainment and good long battery life.
Okay, but I'm streaming this thing. So now I need to have my phone charged, I need to have the Zen Beam charged, and I also then need to have some kind of speaker as well, I take it, because this thing, I'm zooming it onto my wall, but I need to hear the action. So I need a speaker, which is Bluetooth enabled.
You want to have like proper cinematic sound. Well, the good news is Sonos, who are the brilliant original OG suppliers of multi-room streaming audio. You know, you put up these brilliant speakers and they just work from room to room. You can have the same music in every room in your house or different music per room. They have made a brilliant Bluetooth speaker called the Roam, and it's about 4,000 Rand. It weighs 430 grams. I'm sorry, I'm the kind of person who weighs everything, because back in the day before COVID, I used to travel a lot, and everything that goes into your backpack weighs something. So 430 grams. The sound is phenomenal. You know, Stuff has opened this studio in Bromfontein. It's about 350 square meters on the 14th floor of this Rennie's building. It used to be called Rennie's Buildings, now called 19M, for 19 Amishoff. And this speaker, Bruce, fills the entire space. It's double volume. We don't have ceilings. It's a Bluetooth speaker that sounds like a professional sound system.
But I mean, okay, so help me out here, Toby, in 20 seconds. For an idiot like me, I've got a smartphone that's fully charged. My Asus Zen Beam is fully charged. My Sonos Roam is fully charged. Would I be able to connect these three devices together in a way, and having downloaded content onto the Zen Beam, and actually have some in-home entertainment to while away the hours while the lights stay out?
Absolutely. Isn't that idiot-proof? You can. And if you don't believe me, I'll invite you around next time, if you're in Joburg, when there's load shedding, and you can come to my house and I will demonstrate how all of this works. Really fantastic.
Toby Shapshak, he is the publisher at Stuff Magazine.